I went to the Royal Review at Holyrood with my son Mark and David. Both were then members of our company section. We travelled in a gathered group overnight on the Friday from Slough on one of several Green Line buses, which didn't have much upholstery. It was not a terribly comfortable journey. Also on the buses was Michael from Six Hillingdon, who was actually in the parade. My two boys, were too young. And Michael later wrote about his experience of the weekend, which has filled in some gaps for me. I'll never forget the drive into Edinburgh as the sun came up alongside the river with fishermen, even at that early hour. We were taken to a school or a college where those who were in the parade were given breakfast, and then they practiced the review drill in full uniform at about 7:30 in the morning. The buses parked off the Royal Mile and the drivers went off to bed. I went to the parade ground and watched the rehearsal. I think there were three columns which arrived from different directions, one after the other, each with a band and colours and loads of boys. I was impressed when an army vehicle pulled up and the officer got out and saluted the colours of the column as they passed him. Michael says it was a 2.5 hour rehearsal, following which they had lunch at a school. And then it was the real thing. The columns marched to the parade ground again. 4,000 on parade, quite a sight. There were many spectators. Arthur's Seat, which is the hillside overlooking the parade ground, was covered in a blanket of red anchor boy jerseys. The Queen came in an open carriage, and after devotion, she drove past the ranks in her carriage. And she then gave an address, copies of which were provided as inserts to the centenary New Testaments. And the entire parade at the end of that gave three cheers and marched past the Queen and lined the route of her return to Holyrood Palace. And I stood at the roadside and saluted her as she passed, thinking this was another amazing thing Sir William Smith and the BB had got me into. We all then had 5 hours to explore Edinburgh and wait for the drivers to return. And then we had to wait for the last boys to return, my two, of course. And we journeyed again overnight. And I can tell you how big a draft comes through a Green Line bus door which doesn't fit. We were dropped off at Uxbridge in the early hours of Sunday, and I managed to make it to our company church parade a few hours later. But neither of the boys did.